If you've just tuned in, yes. Buddha Hocking is a football expert yes. and former Cat champ.
We
and
say that.
Joining yeah. us for some footy tips and a bit of comment and stuff.
All righty. Should we get into the games? No, actually, before we get into the games, can we talk about this thing with Buddy Franklin that's in the news everywhere, where AFL have apologised for saying it was a cowardly act? What are your thoughts on that, Buddha?
I think it's good that the AFL did apologise. I don't think it's a cowardly act. I thought the two players were facing each other. I don't think it was that violent. It was a bit of a push in the throat. And then it's very hard to see the second sort of like punch, whether it was a flat hand or a fist. I've tried to sort of slow it down a little bit and tried to see, but the high contact is the one. But a cowardly act is something where the guy's not watching or the player's not watching and you go whack. I think that's more of a cowardly act. So we don't want to be now talking about different things that are going to happen previously or, you know, coming up about this is a cowardly act or this is that or this is that. We don't want to malign people.
Mm.
So I think it's good that the AFL have apologised and we just move on. He's got a week. He did the crime, so just got to move on.
Yeah, that's good. I don't mind that at all. Thoughts? Yeah. You got any thoughts, Hilo? No.
Yeah, look, I'm happy with that. A lot of people saying, especially on social media, they're teeing off at Trent Cotchin as well for acting and playing it up. But, you know, it's a free kick. If you're going to get a free kick or, you know, you get around the neck in the course of play, you do. You throw your arms up and you know, play for the free kick.
It's part of the game.
It kind of is, yeah.
It's a game within a game. And if you're out there, it's like these people that are on social media or watching the game, if you're out there and someone strikes you like that, of course you throw your head back. Like, you don't expect it in today's game. So there was contact made. Mm. That's why he's got a week. So the guy's not actually throwing his head back because it's just missed him, you know. Mm. But there is milking free kicks. You just do it. I mean, that's just, it's going to happen. Well, it's happened previously, it's happening now, and it'll happen down the track in 10, 15, 20, 100 years that players just take advantage of the rules.
It's a part of footy. All right, we're up to round 12. There's a few buys this round. We'll come back to Geelong's game, which we know is tonight. Hilo, do you want to kick it off?
Let's go Saturday. Tomorrow we've got Adelaide West Coast in Adelaide. Sorry, wake me up. Oh, sorry, Buddha, I stole your line, did
yes,
I?
Yes, now where do I go? I got no more. Well, no, they've lost their last five, so it's very hard to sort of tip on form. The Crows are just travelling ordinary. West Coast, we know, they've had so many issues with COVID and injury. They're starting to get some people back. I see Hearn's back as well. Leopold versus Joey's at 2:10, if you're listening. It's probably a better game. But I'm going to tip West Coast. I reckon they're just starting to rally the troops. And I think I just looked at previous games and winners from previous games between these two. And West Coast hold the advantage. So just tipping on the back of that.
All righty. Saturday, Adelaide. Oh, no, we just did that one. Sorry. I am listening. Gold Coast and North Melbourne at 4:35 on Saturday.
I like this game. The fact that the Suns are travelling really, really well. I reckon sign Stewie due now. Don't wait till the end of the year where the noise just becomes louder. The squeak in the wheel becomes louder. Let's just oil that squeak now. Let's knock out Alistair Clarkson. Stewie due, you're doing a really, really good job. The players look like they're playing for you. You're playing a really good style of footy, nice and hard and contested. So I think, yeah, I'm liking the Suns. And while North, you know, Simon and Garfunkel said, hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again. So they're in a whole lot of pain. So I'm not going to tip North on the back of my singing, and I'm going to go to the Suns.
All righty.
You've outdone yourself this time. Looking forward to this one. This is Saturday night at the G, Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what Melbourne do. I mean, they were beaten last week. They lost May. So that was, look, when you look at a team that's travelling so well, won 18 in a row, surely the coach or the coaches or the footy club would go, well, things are travelling nicely, but what about if we lose one of our better players? What are we going to do? What's plan B? Because plan A has been working for a fair amount of time, and it's just been, they've just been rolling out plan A. But all of a sudden, you lose your best player down back. It's the biggest cog in the wheel. You can lose a sprocket here and there type stuff, but you lose your biggest cog in the wheel, and all of a sudden, everything just goes out the window. Yeah. So where is plan B for Melbourne? That's what I'm interested about this, whether May's out again and whether they can use the 6 or 7 days from their previous game to adjust. Sydney don't have Buddy, so it's going to be a really even contest. But I'm looking more on Melbourne. Can you respond and bounce back, and is there a plan B? But I'll tip Melbourne.
Beautiful.
Cat great Buddha Hocking with some tips.
We're up to Sunday. This is going to be a great game. 2:10 at the MCG. The Mighty Pies take on Hawthorn. Who do you like, Buds? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think Hawthorn at the moment, just a little bit up and down. They've been good, they've been bad. They got whacked by the Suns. They beat Brisbane down in Tassie. So, I mean, they're a new coaching group and a new young sort of group. So they're taking some time to get organised. But I love the Pies at the moment. They've just got some really good balance. Flies coaching them really well. Their older players are playing really good footy. The kids are bringing the energy. I'd like to get a little bit more out of, I feel like I'm coaching Collingwood, I'd like to see yeah. a little bit more of the boys with the tattoos, DeGoey and Elliot, just get a little bit more excited and, you know, get some form. If that can happen, the Pies are can certainly challenge for the eight and stay in there and play finals. So I'm tipping the Pies.
Beauty.
We got Frio Brisbane, 5:20. This is the twilight game in WA.
Yeah, well, they've lost three players. So Tabner Walters, who's a star, Tabner's the forward, and Chapman's just a young kid. So I like Brisbane, although they've sort of just gone in off the radar a little bit, Brisbane. They've sort of missed a couple of games. Obviously, Hawthorn beat them a couple of weeks ago, but still going to be a ripping game. So Freo need the win, the game, by tagging Neil, the Brownlow medalist. He's just having – he's a bit like Tom Stewart at the moment. He's just bringing his own footy. So you've got to be able to put him away to be able to win the game. We know that Freo upset the D's, so they're in really good form. They've lost the two previous to that, but they've been able to beat Melbourne, so really good form there. They'd be full of confidence, but I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go Brisbane. I just think that Freo at the moment, with the younger group, are just going to have some up-and-down moments. So I'm going to tip Brisbane off the back of that.
Thank you, Buds. Let's go back to the Cats game. We always circle back and spend a bit more time on this for obvious reasons. But tonight at Marvel at 10 to 8, Western Bulldogs and Geelong.
Oh, I've got the box of Magnums ready to go. And the Cherry Ripes and the Snickers. Oh, and the Bullets. I love the chocolate Bullets. But great game. Look, 8th v 6th. So obviously the Dogs are 8th and the Cats are 6th. Bailey Smith is the interesting one. He is a genuine superstar. I mean, he just wins so much of the footy. Geelong have to be really careful of him. Tom Stewart, as we know. Stanley and Rowan are back in. Two of the older boys have come back in for a little bit of experience. Look, some of these, both these teams have got I've just got superstars on every line. So it's going to be an awesome game just to see, like, the Bonds and everybody else, you know. So, but I think Geelong can get three in a row. They're on two in a row. I think they can beat the Dogs at Marvel and get three in a row and get their season going and now sort of tuck into the eight a little bit more. So I'm going to tip the Cats.
Nice.